Not just a retinable in the middle of the darkness. There is no moment I know you have to be out. You're my peace, you are my refuge. Under the shelter of your wings, God, you're the promise I hold on to. Thank you.
I'm gonna Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, the only reason we are given the reason to have to do is because the Lord specifically chose you to be alive. And I want you to grab the word of God and ask the time of the Lord to see the Lord so many opportunities for you to judge the Lord. And secondly, your that it is found and I wasn't in me. But what I want to know is why. That this will never be. And because of that, the value of it is that this will never be produced. And I want you to know something. If the enemy that I do to make money, how God will see the hidden reason, that is so if we could really grab a hold of it, we don't want to tell you why we want to know the story. But if we could start with it, we could say, well, maybe we should tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about the story that God sent you. But the next verse is going to come to us, and we're going to tell you, why do I want to go through all this life stuff to deal with all these things? When it seems to me like, once we get saved, let's just go to heaven, praise God. I don't want to mess things up, but I want to get there quick, praise God. But I started to realize that the Lord has no plan for us. And I want to read to you right here in John chapter 17. Jesus is speaking in verse 13. He says this, and now I come to you. And these things, the world has hated me because they are not of the world, even as I am of the world. I pray that Thy peace take them out of the world, that Thy peace keep them from me. They are not of the world, even as I am of the world. Sanctify them, set them apart, glorify them, give them life, save them. Through Thy as Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them. And for their sins I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified in the truth. Neither pray I for these children, but for them also that believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. I want to understand that the reason we do what Paul the Apostle did, Paul the Apostle lived with the sense of urgency. He lived with an apprehension around what he had. And he said, listen, I must apprehend what he's apprehending. He said, and I want to finish my course so that at the end of my life, I can sit there and say, woo! What's going on? Yes. stop it. If you're hoping for the German slavery, if you're already hoping by this book to happen, I want to put you on to this stuff right now. We need our lives from them, but we have to be about the Father's business. We got children to praise, we got spouses to love, and the Lord said to us, why does he exist in the world? I pray not that thou shouldest put this out of the world, but thou wouldest keep this gift from the people. Do not let this world into the darkness. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified. Neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Since the Lord's effect in your life, by God's truth, is blessing by people being able to look at you and see that that is a person who's been put to be alone. There will be no time to be alone. Remember the Bible. Thank you. to you. The world within your church. And the Bible says that when it comes to relationships, God says what? The young man. And the old man teaches the young man. And listen, that old man relationship is not just an interest. It's about the experience of your life. Listen, let's get to physical boundaries. That our experience that the men and these people that have been through challenges like addiction, guess what? They experience that out of their own life. And this promise to know that with a detailed opportunity, we can turn to us the best of our success for the men. Somebody needs your voice. Somebody needs your praise. Somebody needs an overcoming excitement of the beginning from the spirit of the Holy Spirit. And somebody needs you to come. Somebody needs you to come. Lord, I just declare your goodness